Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Craig Stammen with us. Craig, how are you, man? Congratulations on being the Padres' new manager.
Yeah, an exciting day, an exciting challenge. Happy to represent the Friar Faithful here as the manager of the Padres.
Now, you've been representing the Friar Faithful for a little bit here. Now, you're out in the forefront. You mentioned family quite a bit. How important was it to get your wife, Audrey, on board with this? How long did it take you to get her in this direction?
You know, it took a while. It's probably taken years, but I don't know. You know, we were on the same page for a long time. For a long time we thought, and there's no way this is possible, you know, with our family and be able to move them across country and take them out of school and all that kind of stuff. But we finally talked to enough people. We got to thank the Melansons. They kind of gave us the blueprint of how they've moved their kids from Florida to Arizona to San Diego. And we're going to follow that plan. And once we decided that, it was like, you know, I talked about it a little. There was some peace that came over both of us to be able to say yes to this decision, because we knew it's an opportunity of a lifetime. You know, hard to say no to, you know, being the manager of Padres with a team like we've got.
Obviously, when you decided to retire at in the 23, family's probably at the forefront of your mind. You've missed a lot of time with your kids and your wife. And now to fast forward to this point here, you're sitting in meetings at this point. Interviewing guy and candidates, and then, you know, however long later, what was the timeline in between you interviewing guys or candidates and then all of a sudden having your name in the hat?
Man, just to think about what my mind was thinking about 3 weeks ago is completely different than what it is now. You know, obviously I'm part of the organization and wanted to find the best manager for the Padres, and so I was in on some Zoom calls, you know, to start that process. And then AJ, we and I were just having conversations about who we thought were great candidates and how we ranked them. And we got done talking about it, and he goes, "Well, I think I got you at the top of the list." And
he just dropped that on you.
Yeah, he just dropped that on me. And, you know, it's a little bit of a shock, you know, when someone, you know, like AJ believes in you that much. And it pushed Audrey and I to actually, like, think about this and, you know, is this something that we would like to pursue? If we got that much belief from the organization, you know, you know, we've got to make an informed decision. Yeah. And so then after that, you know, we spent a lot of time, like I said, praying and fasting and thinking about this and how trying to map out the schedule and work it out with our family. And once we came to the conclusion we're taking everybody with us, then we felt pretty good about it and we're able to say, you know, if you're willing to offer the job to us, we'll say yes.
13 years as a reliever. You spent six here as a Padre. How has that shaped your viewpoint and how – the type of manager you'll be?
Yeah, I think one quality I have is a little bit of loyalty, and I was lucky in my career. I only really played for two organizations. I played 1 year with the Guardians in the middle, but not in the big leagues. But most of my career started with Washington, and then it ended with San Diego, and I feel very connected to this organization. I feel like it is family. They've treated me like family. And so, you know, being a part of this and being in this role is something that's very exciting, and I'm up for the challenge.
Now, you know, you had to get it out the mud, so to speak, right? You weren't a high-round draft pick. You're a guy who had to kind of grind. That's the word we often use around this game. How is that, or what kind of lessons from those type of situations are you going to be able to take into your managerial role?
Yeah, you know, maybe it's like people doubting you a little bit or not saying you're quite good enough, and there's probably some people thinking that as me as the manager, but it's also, like, exciting to prove people like who I really am and what I stand for, and, you know, maybe do it a little bit different than everybody expects. But, you know, those challenges as a player, they were so enjoyable.
Yeah.
You know, so you've done it before. It's like fun to try to get the most out of your talent. And as soon as I took this job, like, you know, that feeling of what I was as a player, like, when's my next workout? You know, when's my next throwing session?
Right.
You know, that constant thought, that feeling, that little nervousness, that little excitement came back, like, right away. And it was like, I definitely missed that. Now, did I enjoy the 2 years in between? Yeah, I did. You know, I got a lot. My handicap went down and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, this challenge has gotten that excitement back, that feeling back of I'm in the hunt with the boys. And I'm ready to grind it out and make something special happen.
Now, Craig Stammen joins us here, Padres' new manager. And Craig, listen, I've had the opportunity to play for two managers that were in their first year, Don Mattingly and the late Ryan Sandberg in Philadelphia. Both of them had their struggles. Even though these are the best of the best type of players, they had their struggles. Where do you see yourself in terms of your staff and leaning on your staff to kind of be able to help you in those first year kind of struggles that many managers deal with at some
point? Yeah, you're right. I'm going to lean on my staff a lot. And I remember having, you know, small conversation with Bob Melvin about some of this stuff, and he was talking about what some of the things he wished he knew when he was a first year manager. And this was way back when I wasn't even thinking about this.
Right,
we were just kind of talking. And he's like, you know, I wish that I wouldn't have tried to do everything myself.
Mm.
He said, I felt like I had to be involved in everything and I had to be a part of every decision. And he goes, it's just not the case. He goes, there's a few things that I do need to be in charge of and as the manager, but, you know, I got good people around me. If I got good people around me, I just got to be able to trust them.
Right.
That'll be the hard part. But we're going to build that trust within the clubhouse, within the coaching staff, so I'm not doing it all myself. You know, we're going to share responsibility. We're going to share the successes. I'll take the blame, and then we'll see where the dust settles. But I'll, you know, obviously, hopefully gain a lot of experience where we get to the end of the season and we're in that playoff hunt.
Yeah.
You know, that we're rolling and we're humming and we got a good process going.
Now, you mentioned, you know, kind of building off what Mike has done here the last couple of years, adding to his legacy. You obviously have your own strengths, though. Where do you see your strengths being able to be applied to this ball club and how it may be of help?
Yeah, Mike had so much experience of organizing, you know, how to be a great baseball team. He'd been mentored by many great managers,
right,
and he'd taken a lot from those guys. And I just listened to what he had to say about that stuff, and I saw how he did it, observing and listening to how he kind of went about his business. So a lot of the things that he did, I'm going to probably keep doing the same thing. What I think I can add is maybe just I'm a little younger. I got a little bit more energy.
Yeah.
You know, I've got some relationships within the clubhouse that are maybe a little bit different. Does that give me the avenue to push them in a little bit different way or, like, sneak in there to get them to do a few things that they haven't been quite, you know, open to in the past? You know, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll find out. But, you know, I'm going to treat them, you know, with respect and hopefully get that respect back, and we're going to try to make this team as best they can be.
Craig Stammen joins us here, Padres' new manager. And, Craig, you're clearly coming this with your eyes wide open with the situation. I heard you say partnering on multiple occasions up on the stand there. What does that look like for the fans who are listening and may not know what partnering looks like? What exactly is that?
Yeah, partnering, it's like it's a give and a take. You know, we have relationships with our families, our moms, our dads, our wives, our kids. You know, it's not always my way or the highway.
Right.
You know, there's got to be, even in this decision to become the manager, there was a lot of give and take with me and Audrey, you know, deciding what was important to her and what we were going to miss by taking this, what was important to me, what I was going to miss in this, and then coming to a decision that works best for both of us. And I think those types of things can happen throughout the year with players, you know, trying to get them on the field to do certain things in practice or in the game, but, like, partnering them in the way that's like, it's not just my decision.
Right.
You know, we're in this together. We're accomplishing a goal together. It's not my, you know, championship that we're going to win. It's our championship. It's the Padres championship. It's AJ's. It's John's. It's Eric's. It's Manny's. It's Toddy's.
Right.
It's all of ours together. It's Ruben's. You know, we share that success together. I'll handle the blame, and then we'll do this together.
Last one, I'll let you get out of here. I know you got a busy day ahead of you. Mike Shildt did a terrific job of really shielding his players. He always was the man taking all the arrows coming at the ball club. But you also mentioned being able to push the guys. What does that look like? Because I think oftentimes fans hear, you know, managers take the arrows and they're under the impression that there isn't any, you know, pushing going on the backside of that. What does that look like sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, we got great players. So, like, the amount of pushing I need to do is limited.
Right.
But we can give them new ideas on how to navigate a season. And Mike was so good at, like, handling the players and taking the arrows, like you said, in the media and throughout the season and pumping those guys up and making them feel great. But there's ways that, like, they just maybe they haven't been exposed to, and that's what we're going to challenge our staff to do is come up with creative ways to keep Manny Machado, you know, healthy for a – you know, a right. full season. Xander Bogaerts healthy for a full season as they get a little older in age, and you know, can we have guys peaking at the right time and stuff like that? Just like open to new ideas and creative ideas, and the partner and the players will be partnering with that with the right. coaching staff to create something that we think will, you know, build us a championship team.
Well, Craig, congratulations, man. It's been fun this whole process watching it come together, man. You get an opportunity to do it. Couldn't happen to a better person. Good luck this year, and we'll be talking quite often during the season.
Yeah,
sure.
I can't wait to make the Gwynn family proud. You guys are the Padres family, and we're all family now, and this is going to be awesome together.
I appreciate those. What kind words, brother.
Yeah,
congratulations.
You Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.